After you prepare a contacts list for a mass mailing, setting up a mail merge to use information from the list is easy. To use the existing contacts list as a data source, click the Tools menu and then click Mail Merge.
In this dialog box, you can decide which fields to merge into the form letter. Merge fields are the fields used to display information from the data source. You can choose to export all contact fields or only those that are in the current view. Because the current view contains pre-selected fields for the form letter you're going to create, go ahead and click this option.
Here you have the option to create the main document for your form letter from a new document or based on an existing document. To select an existing document, under Document File, click Browse. Double-click the Sales folder. The new product line file is already selected, so go ahead and click OK.
To save the information presented in the current Outlook view to a file that can be used as a data source for future mass mailings, under Contact Data File, select the Permanent File checkbox. Now click in the indicated box and type Priority Retailers. The file will be saved in the My Documents folder. To begin the mail merge, click OK.
The main document, which contains information that is identical for every form letter, is opened in Word. Let's use the Mail Merge wizard to customize the contents of the form letter. Click the Tools menu, point to Letters and Mailings, and then click Mail Merge Wizard. The wizard begins on Step 3 because the data source has already been selected and the main document has been opened. The settings on this page of the wizard are fine, so click Next.
On this page, you can add merge fields to the main document. To insert a merge field for the recipient name and address, click just above the recipient's name in the letter. Now click Address Block in the Mail Merge Wizard.
The format of the address block looks fine, but let's check to make sure the fields match those in the data source. Click the Match Fields button. The address field does not contain any information. To correct this, click this arrow and click Business Address in the list. Click OK. Click OK again.
Notice that a recipient is already named in this letter. Because the name Robert shouldn't be included in every version of the form letter, a merge field should be inserted to replace it. Click in the margin to select the text. Click Greeting Line in the wizard. Because the original letter doesn't include the word dear, go ahead and click this arrow and click None in the list.
Now let's change this field to use just the first name. Click this arrow, click below the scroll box on the scroll bar, and then click Joshua in the list. To close this dialog box, click OK. Press Enter. To move to the bottom of the page, point to the down arrow at the bottom of the Mail Merge wizard. Click Next.
Word uses the first record of the data source to generate a preview of the first merged letter. To see the next merged letter, click this button. To preview all the merged letters, simply click this button to move through the records.
You can format the text generated by merge fields just like any other text. Let's decrease the spacing between the address paragraphs. Click in the margin here. Now click the Format menu and click Paragraph. To decrease the space between the paragraphs, click the down arrow in the Before box twice. Click OK.
To clear the text selection, press the down arrow key. You're now ready to complete the merge.